Hello and welcome to our service for Maundy Thursday. And while today is Maundy Thursday, I have to say that I feel a little bit sad because we'd hoped we would be joined by some friends from our local community at today's service. The Maundy Thursday service here is always a very special service when we recall Jesus celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples, instituting the service that we now celebrate as Holy Communion. And in this Maundy Thursday service, we always reflect on his beautiful example of service and love as he washes his disciples' feet. And it is that aspect that we're going to be thinking about in today's service. We had hoped to wash the feet of some of the proprietors of our local shops and businesses from the GP surgery and from the library as a way of thanking all of them for serving our community so well. But instead today, we will be remembering all those people in our prayers, along with others who are serving us in various ways. The hymn for today's service, if you want to take a listen, is "My Song is Love Unknown." And normally at the end of this service on Maundy Thursday, as this hymn is sung, the altar is stripped after Holy Communion of all the communion vessels and cloths and books, and the sanctuary is left bare for the awfulness of Good Friday. We would normally leave the church in total silence after this service on Maundy Thursday. Our Bible reading for today's service is from John's Gospel, chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Here ends our gospel reading. And may I speak today in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we get closer to the cross in this final week of Jesus' earthly life, his efforts are concentrated on teaching and training the disciples to face the future without his physical presence and equipping them to carry out his mission. And so it is particularly important then that we would all prick up our ears to hear what he says, as we are called to the same task as his followers in the world today. And so we come to this very powerful and very challenging incident at the evening meal before the Passover feast. It's the same meal that Judas's intention to betray Jesus are made known to us. But something truly astonishing happens at this meal. Because of the heat and dust and conditions of the roads in Palestine, it was totally normal for a slave to take water and a towel to wash the feet of the guests after their arrival following a journey. And it seems that on this occasion, no slave was available. And the disciples had earlier on shown that they were more interested in arguing about the best seats in the kingdom of God than in doing the work of a slave. And so we read that Jesus, conscious that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father, gets up, wraps a towel round his waist, pours water into a basin, and begins to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. And as this amazing scene unfolds before us, I want you to imagine with me the stunned silence in that upper room. I'd like you to feel with me the disciples squirming. Here we are arguing away, and the Lord gets up and does this. And you wonder too what must have been going through Judas's head as Jesus gently washes his feet and pats them dry with the towel. You see, Jesus does what he does from a position of power and authority. He wants his disciples to know the power that is released through powerlessness, the extraordinary life that is released through self-giving. The disciples, too, must lay aside their desires for position, power, and importance in the worldly sense, in order to be free to bring new life and healing and peace in his name. If they remain caught up in this desire to be top dog and in worldly power struggles, they will be powerless in the spiritual sense, and that spells disaster as a disciple of Jesus. And then we hear Jesus telling us that it's not enough to call him teacher and Lord. It's not enough just to admire his example of humility, but he calls us to actually follow that example and to put on the apron of humility ourselves. I think it's often an even deeper mark of humility to receive something from a friend than to do something for them. And I suspect that many of us, just like Peter, prefer doing things for God and for others than to be receivers. In church life too, we can constantly feel a need to be always doing things. And that's why it's important for us also at this very strange time that we're living through to receive what God so longs to give us through his word, through the tenderness and care of our friends and fellow church members in our times of struggle and difficulty. And yet in receiving the Lord's cleansing and blessing, as the disciples did at this meal, we fail to see the force of what Jesus is saying and doing here if we are unwilling to do menial tasks for his sake. Many years ago, I spent a year living in a Christian community for adults with learning disabilities called the L'Arche community. And the passage that we are thinking of this evening is an extremely important one to all who live in L'Arche communities around the world. And usually every Maundy Thursday, those who live in those communities usually gather in small groups to wash each other's feet and to pray a blessing on each other. The first year that I took part in a ceremony like this, many years ago, my feet were washed by a wheelchair user. And as I watched the love and the reverence with which people in my group were washing each other's feet, I couldn't stop the tears streaming down my cheeks. And there was, in this simple act, a realization of our mutual dependence and need of each other in our simple life together. And maybe that's a lesson that we are all learning afresh in these challenging days. After Judas had left to betray Jesus, a command is given by Jesus that we would all do well to take to heart. And yet it's one that we hear so often, it sometimes loses its impact. But as we reflect deeper on this amazing action which preceded it, maybe these words will sink in more for us. Love one another as I have loved you, says Jesus. So you must love one another. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And that is quite a benchmark that Jesus puts up to his disciples and indeed puts up to us, his church. In these challenging times when we cannot physically even meet together for worship, are we the sort of community Jesus wants us to be? Is this the sort of place that if a stranger were to come in, they would feel welcome? They would see the love and the care that people have for one another and realize that this is somewhere different. That's why I believe our Lenten challenge and commitment to phone each other and to stay in touch is so important. Because at this time we love one another and we care for one another in Jesus' name and for his glory. One of the things that we've all discovered throughout this Holy Week is that Jesus' love is offered unconditionally to each one of us. It doesn't matter who we are or what we may have done. Jesus offers his love freely to anyone who wants it. What a challenge that is to us who tend to love so selectively. And so today, on this Maundy Thursday, as we see Jesus' humility in washing his disciples' feet, and we ourselves are called to be prepared to serve, this is yet another challenge Jesus lays before us on the eve of his crucifixion, the challenge to love one another even as he has loved us. Let us pray. Lord, today as we think of your humility in washing the feet of your disciples, we thank you for all who serve us in this community. Some of our businesses are closed, while others continue to provide essential services to us. And as we think of our local community and all its businesses, we pray for them this evening and for their families. We pray for the Austin family, for Thomas and Jade and their families from the pharmacy. We pray for all who work at Maud's Ice Cream Parlor, Toast Cafe, Hamilton's News Agency, and Lismar Bakery and their families. We pray for our GPs at Southeast Family Practice and their families, for the staff at the Museum of Orange Heritage and the cafe at the museum. We pray for all who work at Craiga Library and the Recycling Centre, and for Phil, our community police officer. Lord, we ask for your protection and blessing on all those who are still working and providing essential services to us. And we ask for your provision and your protection on all those businesses that are currently closed. We thank you for each one of them and all that they do for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Tonight at 8 o'clock, the bells of our church will ring out to mark our appreciation for those who work in the National Health Service. We continue today to pray for them in their demanding work. We pray for all working in administration and finance in our hospitals, for those working as caterers and cleaners, doing all that they can to provide a clean and safe environment for those who find themselves in hospital in this current crisis. We pray too for delivery drivers, for those supplying and staffing our supermarkets. We pray for those who serve as drivers on public transport, those involved in transporting essential goods by road, sea, and air. We pray too for the teachers staffing schools that provide education and care for the children of key workers. We pray also today for undertakers providing care to families in the difficult circumstances of restricted funerals. Be with them and all who officiate at these difficult gatherings, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We also want to take a quiet moment today to pray for those known to us who are sick or perhaps struggling in isolation at the present time. We pray too for those from our parish family who have been bereaved. And we pray especially for the family and friends of one of our oldest parishioners, Mrs. Sally Bennett, whose funeral takes place tomorrow. Sally died last weekend at the age of 103, and we pray for all her family in this time of sadness and loss. And so in the quietness, let us bring before God those who are in our thoughts and on our minds as we tune in to this service today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so may Christ draw you to himself, and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.